USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. On Fox News Sunday, National Security Advisor John Bolton was asked about President Donald Trump's criticism of the news media.
This kind of adversary relationship is typical.
But on NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri says even the president's daughter, Ivanka, doesn't think the press is the enemy of the people.
Even the president and his daughter disagree on this topic, and, it's not the way I would approach this.
At a rally in a Columbus suburb last night, President Trump didn't let up on his criticism of the media, singling out CNN and
MSNBC is so corrupt. It's so disgusting. So disgusting. I would say almost they're worse. They're almost worse. They're really a fake news group of people.
Trump in Ohio campaigning for GOP congressional candidate Troy Balderson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
In an early morning tweet, President Trump accuses what he likes to call fake news of reporting a complete fabrication, that he is concerned about a meeting that his son Donald had with Russians in Trump Tower. Changing from earlier explanations, the president now says the meeting was to get information on an opponent, saying it was totally legal and done all the time in politics, and it went nowhere. He says he didn't know about the meeting. The president's private lawyer, Jay Sekulow, was on ABC's This Week.
I have no knowledge of Don Jr. being told that he's a target of any investigation.
Five people have been killed in the crash of a small plane in Santa Ana, California. The plane went down in a parking lot and then hit an unoccupied car. No one on the ground was injured from the crash. Officials say the pilot of the twin-engine Cessna declared an emergency right before it crashed. The cause of the incident is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
Another old sitcom might be getting a reboot. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The spinoff from Different Strokes about a fictitious all-female boarding school that aired on NBC between 1979 and 1988 can be easily remembered as so much fluff. But on occasion, the facts of life address some pretty serious issues.
In my position, I have been privy to a lot of family secrets. Believe me, nothing is that bad.
Carlton Blair was a member of the Ku Klux Klan.
There you see, that's not Ku Klux Klan.
You wouldn't want his filthy money to be used for this beautiful library?
Now, The Hollywood Reporter says Sony Pictures Television's in early discussions to reboot The Facts of Life, and sources say Leonardo DiCaprio and Jessica Biel are involved with the possible revival. No other details are available yet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Another large earthquake in Indonesia, John Clemens reports.
A tsunami warning has now been canceled, but seismologists are continuing to monitor the 6.9 earthquake that struck the country's Lombok Island right near Bali. Don Blakeman is with the U.S. Geological Survey.
The original earthquake reading was magnitude 6.9, and so far we've located four aftershocks ranging from magnitude 4.7 to 5.4.
I'm John Clemens.